When I was ordained a priest, I was one of seven that was ordained that day. And I was second to the youngest. And so I remember thinking in seminary, I was like, man, I'm probably going to outlive these other guys just by the fact. One of my classmates, in fact, was several of them were second career vocations, but one in particular was already a grandfather by the time we were ordained. And he's actually already retired. And most likely, again, unless God has other plans and unless I choose to do something stupid and not cooperate with God's plans, I will probably outlive him. Now, assuming, hopefully, both of us, myself and my classmate, end up getting to heaven someday, God's not going to be like, oh, you served in priestly ministry for 43 years and you only served for 20 years. Okay, 43 years gets the higher place in heaven. Doesn't work that way in God's eyes. But what our Lord is trying to help us understand in this gospel passage is oftentimes that is the way we think. We think, oh, if you put in more time, more service, etc., then you're going to get that higher place because that's the way the world works. That's not the way heaven works. Over and over again in the parables that Jesus teaches us, he's trying to get us to be retrained, to rethink, to have the mind of God. One of the reasons why parables sometimes are hard for us to get our head around is because they're designed that way. Every parable is designed to help us to think with the mind of God and to let go of human earthly ways of thinking. Every single one of the parables is designed that way. It's like God's reprogramming, so to speak, of the way that we can think as human beings. And it's a natural tendency. When we see someone, it could be in any kind of a ministry, and this happens sometimes. Someone new comes in to the ministry, and rather than being glad and celebrating that new person who's coming in, it's like, hey, I've been doing this for et cetera number of years. It can happen in so many different ways in our lives and in ministry. But what the Lord says is we should rejoice. We should rejoice by saying, wow, I've been doing this for double the time of this other person, and praise God. That's what our Lord is inviting us to have an attitude of praise in those moments. And if we ever start to feel in our hearts any of that stirring of jealousy or envy or anything like that, immediately go to a praise of God, a prayer of praise of God. Compliment the person that you're feeling any envy towards or jealousy towards in that particular moment. It will automatically take that stuff out. The virtue of kindness is a virtue that helps us whenever we get into those places of competition, of focusing on what others have or where others are, and focusing on their position or status. So today is a good opportunity for us to ask ourselves, is there anyone in my heart right now, whether it be in a case of ministry, whether it be a case of work, where I'm finding myself comparing in that place or suffering from any envy or jealousy towards that person? And allow us to let this parable help to change the way we think, the way we move, and to especially apply the virtue of kindness.